You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
What's it all for?
Various artists.
A boosted campaign has recently been launched for Fatu Creative Talks. These talks aim to provide a variety of workshops and creative talks for Māori and Pasifika rangatahi, working with a variety of artists, musicians and creatives from around Aotearoa. The program is the first of many from Launchpad, a creative organisation aiming to create a community of rangatahi art makers across Te Motu and to empower them strongly when there hasn't really been much support in the sector in the past. I had a chat to Lance Pepliai, aka Lucky Lance, about the talks and the campaign to fund them.
Talofa everyone, this is Lance Fepuliai, aka Lucky Lance, and I'm here to talk about Fetu Creative Talks, where we plan on discussing the non-linear pathway with established artists so they can share their journeys and insights with the next generation of creatives.
Where did the idea for this stem?
The idea for this has kind of been around for a while, as the idea of this project is basically giving a platform and a space for established artists to be able to have contact with the emerging artists, or the other way around, the emerging artists having access to the stories of these established artists. So that's where the idea came from.
Mm. Is this the sort of thing that you would have really appreciated sort of as you were an emerging artist back then?
Yeah, 100%. A lot of the stuff we're kind of doing at the moment is around stuff that wasn't there for us as creatives emerging. And it's also relevant for, you know, mid-level career artists. And this is just a space where we can get that dialogue going between artists and creatives in general.
So this whole project is kind of taken apart between Launchpad and Mangere Arts Centre. To start, you're kind of the community orchestrator for Launchpad. Could you just give us a bit more information of what this organisation is and what its work is?
So Launchpad is a social enterprise that we've been working on for the last couple of months. And its main objective is to boost young creatives. So we're currently in stealth mode at the moment. That's why no one's heard of us, and we've been working behind the scenes. We actually received some funding from the Ministry of Culture and Heritage, their regeneration fund, to start running our pilot. But we don't want to just run the pilot. We want to use the momentum and go for the big kahunas, you know. And so everyone who we've approached for Launchpad, it's been 100% strike rate, because, you know, all these people understand that, you know, where was this for us when we were starting off? And so
Fetu Creative Talks is being done in collaboration, like I mentioned, with Mangere Arts Centre. Why did you go with that location in particular?
A lot of the audience members that we are targeting are underserved communities, and obviously South Auckland has a lot of, you know, underserved community out there, and so we wanted to be accessible to those kind of artists.
And why do you think that it's so important for rangatahi to have this program and this sort of community of people to rely on with their arts?
I think it's about showing these kids examples of people and roles that they're aspiring to get into, who actually look like them and actually come from similar cultural backgrounds, or especially in this country, you know, we don't like to toot our own horn too much. And so it goes back, you know, generations, and especially being an oratory culture, a lot of the stuff doesn't get passed on. So a lot of these amazing creatives who have gone before us aren't really sharing their stories with this next generation. So the next generation, no wonder it can be a bit of a scary feat, because they don't know what their options look like. A lot of people think, oh, I'm starting off in music, that's how it's going to go. But really, it's always a non-linear path, and you might start here and end up over here. And so if we're able to bring out all these stories and illuminate the pathways of people who have gone before them, then, you know, these kids can be supported by each other and also by their parents, once the parents can see, oh, there's more than one way to skin a cat here, and it's not so much about get a real job and why are you doing that. And creativity kind of becomes a dirty word in our society until people like Taika start bringing in, you know, 70 million single-handedly, you know. And so if they want to focus on people like that, or you know, because there's also people like Rose Matafeu who have like now won these big awards and stuff. But really it's about how can we show these kids, you know, with that process and that path, and show them the kind of resilience and adaptability that they need to, you know, acquire for such a feat like becoming a creative, because, you know, as most creatives know, it's not an easy road. So we want to have these discussions and talks just to talk about that exactly, you know, and so these kids can be more prepared.
Yeah, and I mean, even with the, I guess because they've made it so internationally, people tend to forget the amount of mahi that they did in their local communities, and sort of how that can be encouraged through your program for rangatahi to get involved in the art scene in Tamaki Makaurau and Aotearoa as a whole. Do you think that that's really a big part of this program, sort of like bringing these different kids together to make some work in a more collaborative space that could then go further?
So that's kind of the idea around Launchpad, which is the overarching project that will be coming to light, you know, over these next couple months. And so that is a solution to this lack of support for creatives, especially between the ages of 18 and 25. So when kids leave school or come out of tertiary, there's that crevice there where most people get lost. And so that's what Launchpad will be there with the, you know, we won't get into it today, but keep your ears peeled for Launchpad.
Sure, you'll be back on the show once it comes.
Oh, no doubt. You guys will probably be getting sick of me by the time this is all done. But that Launchpad is a, you know, it's a 15-year plan. It's a 15-year project, and it's about attacking systemic change, you know. So we're going for planting the seeds that we're never going to be able to see flourish eventually. But coming back to Whetū, this is one of our, you know, practices that we'll be using, because it's about communication and it's about that talanoa and that understanding and coming together as a community and discussing and talking and sharing before we start even moving into like the infrastructure and that of Launchpad. You have to, you know, build it together as a community, and especially for Māori and Pacific, that's why we do it now, so it can be co-governance. We build it together with ourselves and everyone instead of being an afterthought, which is usually the case.
For Whetū Creative Talks, you've just recently launched a boosted campaign to raise up some funds for this mahi. I guess, first of all, what are you hoping for with this campaign?
Obviously, to reach our funding goals.
Money,
of course, people, and money for the arts. But yeah, so whether we get it or not, like, we're already starting to have that conversation. And like, because I already have a network from being in the music industry, a lot of my friends who are these musicians and people who are in the industry are always 100% supportive of it. And they're always like, anything you need, yeah, absolutely keen to jump on, because they understand that there is a need for it. And that's one thing I definitely have figured out over my time, is there's, you know, all these artists that are out there, you know, a lot of them are really willing to help and want to do something. There's just not a body there to make that easy for them to get direct access to these kids and stuff. There's little bits and pieces all over the place, but there's not, you know, one overarching, you know, platform that has the, that's why I think this will be so successful, the digital, because we have the digital underneath it. There's a big tech play underneath that makes this doable. Usually you get the community that has all the great ideas but doesn't have the means or the infrastructure to execute a plan, or you get the tech or the business but they don't have the community outreach and the people to go into those communities. So that's why these two coming together, we've kind of, you know, got the dream combination. And that's why having these talks with these kids is helps us gauge a better idea of exactly what they want to hear, what they want to discuss, and what they want to know about.
And who are some of the creatives and experts that you've gotten involved so far?
Well, so far we've got people like Lady Six, Coco Solid, Cairo Bradley, Jamie McCready. I thought there was a another funding application on for, you know, because we're already looking at what phase two of this project will be like. And so, you know, Mellow Downs, Shefu, a whole bunch of artists are obviously, you know, I just message on Instagram like, hey man, like, do you want to jump on this creative talks? And they're like, absolutely. So once we get the crowdfunding, then we can really like lock in more names, and I don't want to kind of rush into what that will look like. So for example, you don't want all musicians, or, you know, you want it so that the audience has a variety. But at the same time, I was talking to Cairo Bradley, aka Hazza, who's an amazing artist, analog and digital, and he, like, I would have him on stage with someone like Lady, because he was already talking about Lady's influence on him, that he saw her perform at a Pacifica back in the days and blah blah blah. And I want to try and create, you know, a panel that's also, that's why we say interactive, because don't want it just to be your traditional on stage, here's the panel and here's the crowd, you know, like, we want these kids to feel like they're a part of it and have before and after, like, not the meet and greet, but where they, because if you get all these young aspiring creatives coming in, I don't want them to just come in and listen to these speakers. You want them to talk amongst themselves and mingle and figure out who's in the room, because that's what we're ideally trying to encourage at Launchpad and understand, is like, you're not just an artist, you're a business, and anyone in the game will understand that. And to have skills of entrepreneurship and networking and all these other capabilities, that it's not just come and listen to someone else talk, come and start practicing, you know, what you're going to be doing for the next few years, and approach these people, or bring, come with a card, or see what, you know, what is this situation going to offer you in your creative career.
That was Lance Fepulii, aka Lucky Lance, chatting about Fetu Creative Talks. If you want to learn more, you can Google their Boosted campaign. Pretty much just search Boosted NZ and then FETU for Fetu Creative Talks. You know how to Google things, you're smart.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.